I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. So here's how you pick a bad target market for web design. Now, we've talked before about how to pick a good one, but I think you'll get some more clarity if we go through like three categories of target markets that tend not to be very good for web design. Like everybody says, the riches are in the niches. Well, some niches don't really have the riches. So let's talk about that so we can make some good decisions with regard to where to focus our marketing efforts to attract leads at a higher price for good web design. Now, category number one that I always like to avoid are the hobbyists and like the side hustlers. You know, like there's some people that are more daydreamers about their business than they are realistic. Now, obviously, you want to combine those two things. You want to have a little bit of both, right? You want to be excited, but you also want to have some serious structure behind it as well. But I've noticed that there's a handful of kind of business models or markets or industries that tend to attract people that are a little bit more daydreamy, you know, a little bit more unrealistic about the expectations and the future of their business. And they're really more emotionally driven than they are coming at it with like a serious plan. And what that means for us as web designers is it's usually not a good idea to focus on them because they tend to want you to kind of put in a lot of work up front, like for free, and then you get paid later, like maybe on commission, or maybe they want to set up an installment plan, or maybe there's like stock or equity or something. It's like in some way, they'd like you to do all the work now, and then if it works out, they'll pay you later. And that tends to be a bad recipe for focusing on target markets. So a couple of the notorious industries that I've noticed over the years that tend to attract people like this. Now I'm going to give you some very, very broad generalization. So this is obviously not always true, but there are some industries that I've noticed that just tend to attract people that don't really have the financial backing and the structure behind their business to justify hiring a web designer for any kind of a high ticket price. And one of them is like artists and musicians. Now, again, there's exceptions to these rules. So don't, if you want to work with artists and musicians, there's probably ways to go about it. But all other things being equal, artists and musicians, they tend not to have a lot of money up front. It's difficult to monetize their business overall. And it's usually pretty rare that they make it pretty big. Because what we're looking for, and I should have said this a little bit earlier, but what we're looking for are basically three things. We're looking for businesses that are either in the business to consumer space or like a business to small business, because those are the types of businesses where our tools are going to be the most effective at lead generation and bringing in new clients. So what that means is like nonprofits, government contracts, or like really large business-to-business deals tend to kind of be off the table. And we're focusing on like small business to small business, like somebody who wants to do my taxes, right? That would be business to business, but I can decide whether or not I want someone to do my taxes probably right on the spot and certainly within like a week or two, right? So the sales cycle is short enough for our marketing tools to be effective. Or business to consumer, it's the same thing. And so when it comes to the second criteria, so we got the business category. The second criteria is you want the business to be able to sustain at like $100,000 a year of revenue. And the third criteria is it's nice, although not as hard of a requirement as the other two, it's nice if your client's customer is able to be worth somewhere around $1,000 a year or more, right? So it doesn't have to be a $1,000 transaction. It could be like even lawn care, for example. Like you're going to pay $1,000 to mow my yard. But over the course of the year, by the time I do the mowing and the seeding and the mulching and the aeration and, you know, blowing the leaves off and like all the different things that I might hire a lawn maintenance person to do, I'll probably pay more than $1,000 over the year. So what that means is when you acquire a client for them, yeah, it's a meaningful thing. So that's what it is. So either business to consumer or business to small business, $100,000 a year sustained gross revenue for them, and their clients are worth about $1,000 a year or more. And artists and musicians tend not to meet hardly any of that stuff, right? Like they're usually business to consumer, but when they usually can't sustain $100,000 a year in terms of going on tour and stuff. And you know, when somebody buys something from them, it's rare that I spend $1,000 on any musician that I've ever met in my life, right? So that kind of disqualifies that category. Another one is like a drop shipping business. And drop shipping businesses tend to attract people that really want to have an online business, but they don't have anything to sell, right? And so they're just kind of side hustling, daydreaming, kind of wishing they had this kind of a thing. And they're trying to do everything as cheap as possible. And that tends not to be a good fit. Most like apparel and clothing businesses, like people that try to like start up their own clothing lines or something like that, those tend to be kind of side hustle deals. They tend to not really have a whole lot of financial backing or a marketing plan or anything behind that. So, you know, that's throw that one out there. Health and diet coaching is another one. There's a lot of people that get into health and diet coaching as like a thing that they do on the nights and the weekends, like apart from their main business. And they never really have the ability to go full-time with it, to make $100,000 a year just doing the health and diet coaching. Now, this doesn't really apply so much to like personal trainers or like people that actually own gyms or do fitness programs where they're, you know, they've invested in like an actual brick and mortar kind of gym and people go there, or even if it's like a program that they do outside, something like that might work okay. But like people that are just kind of on the side coaching people through diet and health stuff, it tends to be kind of hobbyist centric. Yoga studios are kind of in that same pattern, and like event and concert promotion, stuff like that. You know, they tend to be kind of my list of notorious kind of hobby style businesses. So that's kind of category number one that I like to avoid, are the hobbyists, the side hustlers, the daydreamers, the people that basically want you to work now and then they'll pay you later. So that's thing number one. Thing number two that is a good category of niche markets to avoid are small businesses, especially even like maybe micro businesses that are trying to compete against giant businesses. Like I probably get calls at least once a month, if not every week, from somebody who says, "Hey Lee, I've got this business idea. I want to run by you and see what you think." And then they'll say something like, "Yeah, I've got this new online payment system that's going to take down PayPal, or it's better than Stripe, or in fact, just yesterday I was talking to a guy who's like, "Hey, I've got this idea for taking down Amazon with this concept of local online businesses, you know, kind of coming together in like a local version of Amazon or something like that." And it's like, yeah, all of the ideas are good. It's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with the ideas, but the problem is they don't know what they're getting into. Like the financing and the staffing and the support and like just all of the details that go into competing at that level, it's almost never there. It's usually just people get excited about the idea, which is why we're talking about it, because it's so easy to get swept up. Like, yeah, that is a good idea. In fact, it would be so much better. I would prefer to shop with local businesses than gigantic retailers that put local businesses out of business. It's like, I'm on board with that. But that's an expensive thing to get into, because like, think about what you're competing against, you know? Like, some of these companies are running like Super Bowl ads and stuff, millions of dollars for like 30 seconds on TV. It's like, you can't compete with that, just, you know, running something out of your basement or whatever, right? It's very rare for a small idea to be able to blossom at that level from most people's ideas, because they're not serious enough about the planning side of it to actually bring it to life. So that's kind of another category, is that the micro businesses trying to compete with like giant businesses. But here's the big one. And this is something that people slip into a lot. Like in DoubleStack, one of the main things that we focus on really heavily is, how do you pick your target market? Because if you don't pick a target market, then you don't have any ability to do the solution first marketing concept that we really focus on. And that means you're out there trying to win clients just marketing your raw services, like saying, "I do web design, I do social media management, I do branding, whatever." And that's exactly what everybody else says. So if you're saying the same stuff everybody else is saying, it's really hard to get leads, you can't differentiate yourself, especially if you're more expensive than everybody else. So what you want to do instead is come up with a solution and then market the outcome of that solution. But that implies that you have a target market selected. So when the beginning of DoubleStack, we had this course. In fact, there's a whole like 5-lesson course inside of DoubleStack, literally called On Target Marketing, so that you can figure out who your target market is. And one of the biggest pitfalls that people tend to slip into is selfishly picking their target market, right? And it's what they'll do is they'll think, well, what industries am I really excited about? What am I passionate about? What types of businesses would I really like to help promote? And then kind of going forward with that. And like, that's not wrong. Like you obviously want to like your work, but the bigger thing, the more important thing to think about is, can I identify a market and then within that market, identify like a hole or an opportunity or something that's not functioning at the level that it could be if you were to add your skills into the mix, right? So you identify a hole in a market and then fill that hole with your unique skill set, and then you've got the solution. And then you can market the outcome of that solution, and then that will set you up as like a thought leader in that space for solving this problem. And of course, now you don't have to attract people based on lower pricing. You attract people based on better results. And that's really the key to high ticket consulting. So the selfish way to pick the niche is to think, what am I really passionate about? And then go offer web design to this, to the markets that you feel excited about working with. But that doesn't work. You know, that doesn't help the matter because you're still offering web design. So what you want to do is you want to focus on what is the problem? Like, what is the hole? What is the opportunity in a particular market that your skills are uniquely qualified to fill? And then that gives you that competitive advantage and everything begins to get into alignment from you from that point forward. But it's hard. It's a hard thing to figure that out, especially when you're working on your own. Like, haven't you ever had a situation where if someone were to hire you to kind of do brand consulting and marketing strategy for them, you're like, oh yeah, I can crush it all the time. I'm really good at doing this kind of stuff for other people. But when it comes to doing it for myself, I get stuck, right? It's like, it's the problem of trying to read the label from inside the bottle. Like, if you're inside the bottle, you can't see the label, but somebody comes along from the outside with the outside perspective, looks right at it, it's obvious what it says, right? It's because of the perspective. And so that's why one of the reasons DoubleStack is so effective so quickly for people is because you and I can talk about this stuff and kind of lay out on the table, what are you good at? And then I've spent almost 20 years doing web design and online marketing for a wide variety of different industries. And so I can say, hey, look, you know, here's, you know, based on what you're telling me that you're really good at and what you're passionate about, like, this is an opportunity in a particular market that I think you'd be really, really well suited for. Why don't we put together something for that? And then we can do a little bit extra research, you know, kind of bundle together like that solution first idea. I'll help you with what to say on your website, what the pricing should be. How do you communicate with this with clients? Where do you get the leads from? And we talk about all of that stuff. And now you're really on the right track to start landing these five-figure clients, building your six-figure business. And it's really fulfilling. And here's the irony behind the whole thing. If you go about it kind of like the selfish way, you know, like, what would I really like to do? And, you know, like, what are the industries I'm excited about? And you kind of focus on that. It's not nearly as rewarding as it is when you do it this other way, where you're like, what's the opportunity that I can fill? Like, what's the hole in the market that I can fix with my skills? And then you fix that. And then you go out and you see the fruits of your labor really coming to life in other people's businesses. And you see, oh, wow, you know, they're getting way more customers now. And look how happy they are. And look at the impact it's having on their family and on their kids and on their other relationships. And it's just like, it's just so rewarding to see that kind of stuff really come to life. Even if they do stump grinding or something, like even if it's something like residential painting or something that doesn't really feel like the industry is that exciting, the results that you put into other people's lives are just so outrageously fulfilling that the actual industry becomes kind of subordinate to the fact that you're getting great results for people. So that's kind of the irony behind all of this. It's like when you kind of go about it the selfish way and be like, you know, what kind of topics would be more exciting to me? And then you try to go just sell web design based on those topics. You end up in the same position that you would be if you didn't really even pick a target market at all, because you end up going and say, hey, you know, let me build a better website or whatever. Then people are like, well, I'm not even getting any results from my site at all. Why would I spend more money on something that doesn't work? But when you do it this other way, you've really got a unique position. You've got a solution first before you actually do the marketing. So now you know what to say, you know what your pricing should be, and I can help you with all of this. I can help you figure out how to, you know, present your pitch, write your proposal, what your pricing should be. Like, all of that stuff really comes into alignment once you first recognize, well, here's a market, this is the problem in that market that I'm uniquely able to solve, and then you move forward with that kind of solution first approach. So if this is making sense and you want some help, or at least you want to talk about it, like, maybe you're sitting there thinking, this is great, but I don't have anybody to talk to about this and I'm still kind of stuck in my own little bottle. Well, why don't you just head on over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up. Select a time that's going to work for you. I'll call you at that time, and then we'll talk about it for free, for 45 minutes, in depth, totally free, and I'll help you figure, we'll just kind of put out your skills on the table, and then I'll come to the call with the expertise that I have with a bunch of different markets, and we can kind of figure out where we can fit you in to the different markets. And then if you want my help kind of implementing all of that stuff, we can talk about that too. If not, you just want to kind of run with the idea and kind of do it on your own, that's cool too. But don't just sit there being stuck and not really knowing what to do and feeling like you don't really have anyone to talk to. Because that's the whole point. That's why we had this Facebook group. That's why we do the podcast. That's why I offer these free calls. It's like, I've been there too. I've been there for a long time. I've been doing this almost 20 years. So I know what it's like to be you, feeling like, man, I can do this for other people, but it's just not working for me. I need some help, but I don't have anyone to talk to. Because what happens is like the people that care enough to talk to you, you know, like your spouse or your best friend or whatever, like they care and they want to help, but they just don't have the knowledge. Right. And the people that have the knowledge tend not to care. It's like, yeah, there's other people doing a great job, but you know, nobody's going to talk to me. It's like, well, you know, what's all that about? Right. And so the people that do care can't help. And the people that can help tend not to care. So I wanted to come in and say, okay, I care and I can help and it's free. So head on over to doublestack.net/call and we'll just have a free brainstorming session or a strategy session for like 45 minutes to talk about, how do you do this solution first marketing idea? What should your pricing be? What should you say on your website? Who should your target market be? And how do you attract leads from that market? And then you can, I think you'll find that you get a lot of clarity just from that one call. So head on over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works for you. I'll call you at the time that you select. And it'll be awesome. I think you'll get a ton of clarity. It'll probably be the best 45 minutes you've ever spent talking about your business. So there you go. Head on over to doublestack.net/call, and I look forward to talking to you.